AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After his latest push in Congress on climate change was held back, President Biden is announcing new orders on climate change.
Not a single Republican in Congress stepped up to support my climate plan. Not one. So let me be clear. Climate change is an emergency. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to use the power I have as president to turn these words into formal, official government action.
The president was at a former coal-fired power plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, that is shifting to offshore wind manufacturing. House Democrats are pushing ahead with their most far-reaching response to recent mass shootings. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a renewed push for banning some semi-automatic weapons. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says assault weapons, like the ones used in many recent shootings, have only one purpose:
to kill people efficiently. It is time to protect our communities and to ban them once more.
Nearly two decades after Congress let similar restrictions lapse, Jim Jordan and GOP colleagues are against a proposal they say even Democrats know will not reduce violent crime.
But they are obsessed with attacking law-abiding Americans, Second Amendment liberties.
The bill would stand little chance of getting through the Senate, and maybe not even the House, where some moderate Democrats are wary of a sweeping gun control vote before the midterm elections. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, says he's going to recommend the firing of the school district police chief because of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. Leaders of Indiana's Republican-dominated Senate proposed banning abortion with limited exceptions. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is announcing a new push to protect same-sex marriage in federal law. A man in Indiana ran into a burning home and saved five people, including a six-year-old girl. He later jumped out a second-floor window. This is AP News. Home sales fell last month as prices reached new highs.
Sales of previously occupied homes slowed for the fifth consecutive month last month as higher mortgage rates and rising prices kept many house hunters on the sidelines. The National Association of Realtors says that existing home sales have now fallen to the slowest pace since June 2020. But buyers had a wider selection of homes to choose from in June. Even as home sales have slowed, home prices kept climbing last month. The national median home price jumped to $416,000. That's an all-time high, according to data going back to 1999. One silver lining for buyers is that prices are not climbing as much as they were earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas A&M receiver Anaya Smith was arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated, unlawful carrying of a weapon, and possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana. The 21-year-old Smith posted bond and was released. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.